Austin with Strangers featuring AJ Perdomo. It's one of the latest singles from the band from Kelowna that Jesse hates because they're from outside of the city.
It's true.
Before that, we had Poor Sport with Hit and Run. Jesse also hates them because they're from Victoria. Sorry, Jesse.
Slightly less because of the proximity factor, but...
Yes. That's off their latest EP, Apartments. And then before that, we had Cursed Words with Chapter 2, which is the new single from a very local band. It's very exciting. Very good. Saw them play on Friday, all three of those bands, and they were all excellent. It was a real treat. If you get a chance to see any of them, go do it.
Do it. Another local band that you, you probably haven't had the chance to see in the last little bit, unless you have been in Japan.
Oh.
Is...
I have not been in Japan.
I have not ever been in Japan, unfortunately.
I kind of want to go, though.
We
should have gone for this tour.
Definitely should have been roadies for Apollo Ghosts.
Ooh.
Longtime favorites of the mixtape, one-time guests, in which... At that moment, felt like the peak of this radio show. Personally, we've done great work since, but really,
it was a big moment,
a meet your heroes moment for us. Apollo Ghosts, legends in the Vancouver independent music scene, and they have continued to put out great new records, including the newest one, Amethyst, which came out a few weeks ago.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It's very good, which should not be a surprise. Yeah, right? We are going to hear a track from that album. Whoops. You might have just heard it start there. That's a quick sneak preview. You are going to hear the track Strawberry Moon by Apollo Ghosts right now. From the record Like Before, which just came out and is great and full of other bangers like that one.
Nanla, famous for bangers only.
Yeah. Also, DJ On plays every instrument on that, so that's kind of fun.
That is fun.
We always love the old one-person band.
The old I don't need a band mentality.
Unless I'm performing live, in which case, please be my friend. You can check that out on Bandcamp or anywhere you find music these days. We have time for probably one song, maybe two. So we're going to it is from a record. It's also from a band. It's from a record that is not out yet by La Lune. It comes out this Friday, April 19th. It is called Disparity. And we're going to hear the title track, Disparity, which is out now. This band, La Lune, I first heard of them. They were performing, Car Free Days? One of those festivals on Main Street where they closed down the whole thing. They were performing out in front of Neptune Records. And I was like, wow, this sounds like a band I'd be super into. How have I never heard of them before? And now they have music out, so we're going to hear it. This is some more sort of shoegazy goodness from La Lune, which means the moon.
Oh, that's relevant.
It's called Disparity.
Eclipse!
Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That is it for the Vancouver Mixtape this week.
Oh, another classic episode, Jesse.
Yeah, you just heard Disparity by La Lune, and we will be back maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe months from now. The suspense will keep you tuned in, trying to figure out if we're going to be here. I know it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hope you've enjoyed what you heard. There'll be a playlist up on cgsf.ca if you want to check that out. And yeah, we love you. Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Is Bird Note. The asteroid that struck the Yucatan 66 million years ago wreaked worldwide ecological damage. It spelled the end of most dinosaurs and other animals and destroyed the world's forests. Yet a few bird-like dinosaur groups made it through. Scientists believe all those groups were ground dwellers. Most could fly, but being largely terrestrial was a key survival advantage in the absence of trees. This means that of the 11,000 species of birds that fly the skies, glide over the oceans, and flit among the branches today, all descended from those ancient ground-dwelling bird-like creatures. The mass extinction utterly changed life on Earth. But as one world ended, another unfolded. A great deal of the world's present diversity of life emerged following the catastrophic events of 66 million years ago. And many different groups of birds evolved to reclaim a life in the trees. The birds around us today are living proof of nature's resiliency. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.